from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The second day of Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York begins with a hearing on how much the defendant can say and write about key players in the case. Prosecutors want the former president held in contempt for violating the court's gag order, they say 10 times in recent days, including on social media posts. As for the testimony, ABC's Aaron Katursky has been in the courthouse covering the trial.
Prosecutors insist the alleged criminal conspiracy to protect Trump involved others, including their first witness, David Pecker, the former National Enquirer publisher who once called Trump a personal friend. As Pecker took the stand, Trump leaned forward, arms crossed, an angry look on his face. Pecker has acknowledged buying negative stories about the candidate, only to bury them. He's testifying under a subpoena, having cut a deal with prosecutors to avoid charges himself.
Donald Trump denies any wrongdoing. The Senate is scheduled to vote today on the $96 billion aid package for Israel, Ukraine, Taiwan, and the future of TikTok. And as the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza goes on, anti-war protests in this country are growing.
Tensions boiling over as pro-Palestinian protests spread to more college campuses from coast to coast.
You have been warned by New York University to leave the area.
Police in riot gear dismantling encampment at New York University, arresting multiple people accused of ignoring a deadline to disperse. Police and the school describing disorderly, disruptive, and antagonizing behavior that has interfered with the safety and security of our community.
ABC's Lana Moise, classes at Columbia going hybrid for the rest of the semester because of the protests. In court papers filed on Monday, the city of Baltimore is accusing the owners of the cargo ship Dolly of failing to repair known problems before the crash that brought down the Key Bridge. The Dolly's owners want liability capped at $43 million. Baltimore says that isn't nearly enough money. You're listening to ABC News. Police in Southern California are hunting for a suspect after an L.A. County Sheriff's deputy was shot while sitting on his motorcycle at a light.
Thank God the bullet did not penetrate his bulletproof vest.
That's Sheriff Robert Luna. An arrest this morning in an apparent kidnapping caught on a doorbell camera. It happened in Hillsboro, Oregon, on Sunday when a woman rang the bell and then was grabbed. Police now say they have a suspect in custody and that the woman is safe. New concerns about a major cyber attack against the country's biggest health insurer, United Health Group, now says what it calls a substantial portion of patient data was stolen earlier this year in a hacking. Book fans are stepping up their fight against book bans.
After conservative groups sought to ban books dealing with sexuality, gender, and race in Bloomington, Minnesota, a not-straight 18-year-old, Shay Ross and friends, organized and helped persuade their school board to make it much harder to do so. Minnesota is one of several Democratic-leaning states pursuing bans on book bans. Washington and Maryland passed them this year, Illinois last year. Over 4,000 books were targeted last year, says the American Library Association, a big increase from the year before. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And a major deal in the world of high-fashion handbags running into a federal roadblock. The FTC suing to stop the company behind Coach from buying the parent company of Michael Kors. They say it would stifle competition. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.